The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, it's great to have you all join me today. I really appreciate you tuning in every day. Hey, I hope you're off to a great New Year start. I know I am, and you know, I'm real excited about the New Year this year, with the real estate market this year. I think it's going to be a great real estate market. I'm looking forward to all the clients I'm going to be helping out this year. Hey, have you taken down your Christmas decorations yet? You know, I had to take everything down in the house and put it down in the basement as quick as I can on New Year's Day. But I'm still working on putting that all away. And I finally got the lights down this weekend and working on getting them packed up too. So slowly but surely, the basement's getting back to normal in our house. But, the house is looking back to normal. My wife doesn't like a lot of clutter. So she's happy that she allows me to take everything and put it in the basement until I get a chance to pack it up there. Hey, pitchers and catchers starting soon. So we're not too far from playing baseball. Well, there, Tony. I don't think Tony's too excited about the Phillies this year. No, not at all. He's shaking his head no. Hey, I have a great lineup for the show today. We have a lot of great guests. Danielle Hale is going to be coming up in a minute. Danielle's the Director of Housing Statistics with the National Association of Realtors. She'll be talking about the performance of the 2015 real estate market on a national and local basis and how she sees the forecast for 2016 real estate market. Next up, I'll have Jim Carney, Jr., the owner of Del Valle Home Inspectors, one of the best in the business. Jim's going to be sharing with us some tips on preparing your home for winter. I think it finally has arrived. Last weekend we had a great Sunday spring weather, and it was really nice, but we're back to winter again, and I think it's going to stay here at least through the end of February, maybe into March. And then we're going to wrap things up again with Jesse Schwager. Jesse's going to be joining us again. He's with Atlantic Home Loans, who's going to be sharing with us some tips on things not to do after you apply for the mortgage. So you can see we have a jam-packed show today. We have a new web address I want to tell you about again. And the new web address is www.realestatetodayshow.com. That's www.realestatetodayshow.com. Be sure to check it out. I also have a new handle on Twitter. You can follow me now on Twitter at Paul Rosso. That's P-A-U-L-R-O-S-S-O. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback. A lot of you emailed me, text me, called me about the great show that we had last week with Rachel Kurtz, Pedro Tercera, and Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. It was a great and informative show. And if you missed the show, be sure to listen to our podcast on the website, our realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, the real estate market has already started to pick up after the holidays. I have a couple of people I'm working with right now, a couple of buyers looking for homes in the area. So I think the real estate market's kicking in the full gear here. I'm looking forward to hearing what Danielle Hale has to say about that. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home this year, be sure to give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, I'd love to hear from you during the show today. There's several ways you can join in the conversation today. You can call or text me at the studio here at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you want to email me during the show, my email address is paul@paulrosso.com. If you're on Twitter, follow me at our new handle, Paul Rosso. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. So, all right, then, we're going to get the show started here. You're listening to Real Estate Today on Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. I want to bring on Danielle Hale. She's the Director of Housing Statistics with the National Association of Realtors. Danielle is joining us again. She's been with us a couple times last year. She's going to be giving us an update on how the market performed in 2015 and how things are shaping up for 2016. So welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Danielle, glad to have you back on this Super Sunday morning.
Thanks, Paul. I'm happy to be here again.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year, by the way, too.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. How was your holiday?
It was quiet. It was quiet, but nice.
That's good.
How about yours?
We had a quiet day also, Christmas Day. The kids, Santa came for the kids, and they really enjoyed it, and kind of relaxing and working week after that. And then we have a big family party on New Year's Eve. It's the 53rd year of our New Year's Eve pizza party. My parents started it back in December 31st, 1962, and I took it over about 20 years ago. And so I was making pizza all night New Year's Eve.
But well, sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a fun way of bringing in New Year with family and friends. We had about 85 people. I made about 20 pizzas, so it was a good time there. So
good.
Yeah, thanks. So, Danielle, why don't we start off, for our new listeners, a little bit about your background and your role with the National Association of Realtors?
Sure. You mentioned my title. It's the Managing Director of Housing Research at the National Association of Realtors. I'm based in the Washington, D.C. office.
Okay.
My background is in economics, and I basically work with a team here at NAR to gather data on the housing markets, and we try to turn that data into information and insight so we can tell people what's going on in the housing market.
Okay, terrific. So can you give us an update on how the real estate market performed in 2015, both on a national level and then, if possible, on the Philadelphia metropolitan area level also?
Absolutely, yeah. So 2015 was a great year for housing at the national level. We're still in the process of tallying up the final December statistics.
Okay.
But for the year through November, sales are up 6.5%, and prices are up a little more than 6%. And that probably will be about how we finish the year in 2015.
Okay.
I would say the market is still a seller's market, generally pretty limited inventory for buyers, and what is available seems to be going quickly. That's a trend that we saw pretty much throughout 2015. In the Philadelphia metro area, you've also seen that prices are up a bit, not quite the 6% that we see nationally, but they are up a little bit.
Yeah,
some stronger sales.
I'm sorry.
You're right. 1 to 2%. So they're up a bit, not quite what we've seen at a national level.
Right.
But sales have been stronger in your area than what we've seen nationally. So.
Yeah, definitely. Now, they say the millennials are driving the market right now. How do you see their role playing out in 2016?
Well, Paul, I think the millennial generation is the largest one right now. Yeah. And I think it's fair to say they're having a pretty sizable impact on everything. In housing, they're nearing that typical first-time homebuyer purchase age that we generally find that's around 30 years old.
Okay.
There has been some doubt about whether millennials want to even own homes. Maybe they're going to completely depart from, the American dream of the past. But when we do surveys, what we find is that they do want to own homes.
And yes.
NAR just did a recent survey of consumers, and in it, 94% of millennial renters, and in this case, that was those who are under 34.
Okay.
94% of renters under 34 indicated that they wanted to own a home in the future. So the desire is still really strong. They certainly face some challenges, including low income stemming from coming of age during the recession and maybe some higher student debt loads. But I think the desire is still strong. And, in fact, other surveys that we do show that some millennials have already taken that first step. In fact, in the last couple of years, millennials have been the largest share of home buyers in the market. And I think that's a trend that will continue.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that trend here in the Philadelphia area also. And, there are a lot of concerns, but I see, there was a number of people who bought their first home from me last year that are in that age range, and they were really excited about purchasing a house. And I've already gotten calls from people. I have a cousin who just contacted me the other day. Her and her husband are looking to purchase a house maybe sometime this year. And, they want to sit down and find out, what it's going to take for them to be able to do that. So, I think the interest is still there. Like you mentioned, I think there's still a high level of millennials that want to buy a house.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, interest rates, the Fed increased their rates a little bit. Do you see that impacting mortgage rates? What's your thoughts on mortgage rates for this year?
Well, Paul, the Fed adjusted their rates, as you mentioned. Those are short-term rates, and right. mortgage rates are more closely tied to longer-term rates. So there's definitely a relationship between the two, but it's not always direct. So because they're related, we do expect that those longer-term rates will gradually start to move up. And even before the Fed raised the rates, we had seen some movement up in those rates. Since the Fed finally, you know, pulled the trigger and started the increases, we haven't seen as much movement up, but we do expect that it's coming since the Fed will continue to adjust those rates up, and we expect them to move about 0.25% every other meeting. So it'll be a gradual increase. What this means is that by the end of 2016, we expect the Fed funds rate, that short-term rate, to be in the range of 1.3% to 1.5%.
Okay.
So, about a point higher than it is now. And we expect mortgage rates to move up not quite that much, but about 0.75% from up to like 4.7 from near 4% today.
All right. That's good information there. You know, now what do you see as the forecast for 2016 on a national Philadelphia level? You know, the overall conditions of the market, sales, prices, things like that.
So on a national level in 2016, we just released our new forecast this past week.
Okay.
And we do expect some slowing in the overall economy. We had a pretty decent 2015, as we talked about earlier, that translated into a great housing market in 2015.
Yes.
But in the last few months, we've seen a little bit of weakness in the manufacturing and goods producing sectors of the economy. Unless we really pull strongly out of that, we expect growth to slow a little bit in 2016. But we'll still be seeing growth. We're not worried about a recession, but there's a little bit of a slowdown in that growth. And so instead of the strong 6.5% growth in home sales that we saw in 2015, we're expecting to see a gain of between 1% and 3%
okay.
in home sales. So still moving in the right direction, just not right. as quickly as we did in 2015. But I would say the area where we do expect to see the most strength is in prices. We expect that ongoing inventory shortage, ongoing seller's market is going to continue to push prices up, and we're anticipating a 4 to 5% growth in prices on a national level
okay.
in 2016.
Okay. Any indication on the Philadelphia level?
I was going to say the Philadelphia metro region, you guys, your economy is a little bit less goods and manufacturing based, so you may escape some of that slowdown that the U.S. might see as a whole.
Okay. Well, that would be good news for the area for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what are some of the positive signs going forward, you know, as far as real estate's concerned?
Well, I think that continued demand. We talked a little bit about the millennials and
okay.
Their size and just overall optimism on the housing market. We've also had several years of positive job growth, and that's really important for the housing market. When you see job growth, you don't see that immediately translate into an effect in home sales because most people finance their home purchase. So you can't get a job today and go out and get a house tomorrow. You have to get a job today, build up some income,
sure.
savings, earnings history. So I think that the past few years that we've seen of strong economic growth will continue to bode well for the housing market in 2016.
Okay, excellent. And what about speed bumps along the way? Any, you know, concerns?
Well, we talked a little bit about the Fed increasing rates. We don't expect a huge run-up in rates, but relatively small changes in rates can have an effect on affordability, especially if we continue to see prices rise. So I think for some buyers, affordability does pose a potential speed bump. And, you know, the mortgage rates could compound that affordability challenge. But to keep the analogy going, if we continue to have strong job growth in the economy, we also expect to see income growth, and that would be something that would give you the momentum you need to get over those little speed bumps that could otherwise be in the road.
Okay, excellent. Well, Danielle, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your Sunday morning to update us on the real estate market, you know, the how the market performed last year and you know, how things look at coming ahead. So, you know, I'm seeing kind of the same thing you're seeing. So that's good news there, and I'm hoping for the best. You know, from the amount of calls I've gotten so far this year, I think we're off to a good start.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that the real estate market is doing well in Philadelphia, and I hope to report on that for the rest of the nation soon.
Okay, great. So, Danielle, if someone wants to follow your work and the research team's work on that, you know, how do they go about doing that? Realtor.org, is that the best avenue for them?
That's right. We put things up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, but the best way to find us is to go to Realtor.org and click on the Research and Statistics tab.
Okay. Well, great. Well, Danielle, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
My pleasure. You too, Paul.
Have a good day. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. So coming up, we're going to have Jim Carney. Jim's with the Del Valle Home Inspector. He's going to be right back at our commercial break. So stay tuned for more Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso. Excuse me, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. So give me a call if you're thinking about buying a home this year, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. So I want to bring on one of our experts, Jim Carney Jr. Jim is a owner of Del Valle Home Inspections, and Jim's going to be talking to us a little bit about some things we can do to prepare our home for winter now that winter's finally here. So welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Jim, how you doing today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Happy New Year there.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much. So winter, it looks like winter's finally here. You know, last Sunday I was without a coat on outside, but during the week a coat went back on, and it looks like winter may be here for a while, although, you know, it's probably going to warm up from time to time, but I think winter's here now. So, you know, what are some things people can do for their house to make sure it's ready for the winter time?
There's plenty of things.
Okay.
Usually when I get asked that question, I start with roof. recommendations and work my way down and then inside.
Okay, excellent.
So you always, you know, you want to have your gutters cleaned out, and while either you're out there doing it or, you know, you hire somebody to do it, you want them to inspect the whole roof, make sure there's no missing or torn shingles. If there's any nail pops or exposed nails, you want to seal them. Check all your flashings around chimneys and any flashings up there around skylights or anything.
Okay.
You also want to, you know, have your gutters cleaned out and, you know, your downspouts all cleaned out so there's no ice buildup up there or anything that can create ice damming.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things with the – you mentioned about the gutters, and, you know, one of the concerns, one of the things I always try to recommend is, you know, at the bottom of the downspout, so make sure the snow and ice are removed from that area. So when it, snow or ice does melt, it has a place, you know, the water has a place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah. You know, I go into that for, you know, farther down in the inspection when we get to the siding and things like that. I recommend to make sure that your downspouts are secured properly.
Okay.
Sometimes they get banged off, but also you want to direct it so any water that is coming down, once you have it cleared, that it's being directed away from the foundation.
Yeah.
You know, generally you want your downspout extension 6 feet away from the building.
Okay.
Sometimes less if there's a good gradient coming away from the foundation.
All right, excellent. So that's the roofing system. Anything else on the roof, or should we go to the siding there?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're not comfortable with heights or you don't have a ladder, you know, definitely get somebody in there just to walk the whole roof. You know, flashings are important. We talked about, you know, I brought that up. But, you know, it takes abuse throughout the winter with the freeze and the melt and the freeze and the melt. You know, while somebody's up there to look at the top of the chimney, the coping up top, and you know, you want a good gradient. A lot of times they're deteriorating and cracked because a lot of homeowners don't get up on their own roofs.
Right.
You want a pest cage up there. You want to cover on your chimney stacks.
Okay.
You know, while you're up there, or whoever's up there, have them inspect the boots around the vent towers. They can deteriorate, dry rot, and allow moisture into your attic.
Okay. And then going forward, what other things can people do?
You inspect your siding. You know, all the windows and door penetrations, you want to make sure that there's the caulk is sealed and that it hasn't deteriorated or peeled.
Okay.
A big one that I run into a lot on inspections is any exterior penetrations where the air conditioning lines come through, where the electric comes through, like that, you want
right.
that sealed.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You know, you want to make sure that, you know, all the siding, like, is in the starter track at the bottom, no loose siding. You know, keep everything sealed because, you know, the wintertime is the time when critters like to find warmth and anything that can let them, and next thing you know, you'll have mice in your house and in the basement.
Okay. Now, what about the grading? I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, like I said before, you want to make sure the downspouts are attached and free
right.
of debris.
Okay.
And then the grading, you want to go, you want all your grading to direct any water away from the foundation. You don't want any of it sitting. You want to disconnect your hoses from the hose bib. Check driveway, any masonry. So if you don't have like a vinyl siding or a wood siding and you have a masonry brick or stone or anything like that, you just want to look over it to see if there's any mortar deteriorate. Same with driveways and sidewalks because anything that's going to allow moisture to enter and then freeze and the thaw, it's going to expand and contract and your masonry is going to look worse in the spring after a winter where you could buy time if you get all that sealed.
Okay. All right. Any other suggestions?
Just really inspect from any trees back, any branches that heavy snow could break and hit your house or anything like that. You want to have all that trimmed back.
Okay. All right, excellent. And anything on the interior they can do?
Yes. Before the winter comes or in the beginning of the winter, you want to have your chimney cleaned.
Okay. Yeah, great idea.
Your heater serviced.
Okay.
On for fireplaces, if you have a wood-burning fireplace or a wood-burning stove, you don't want to store any firewood near your foundation. Dead wood moisture can bring termites close to your house, so you don't want to. I see a lot of people storing on decks and right up against their foundation.
Right.
And you want to keep that away from the house.
Okay. All right. Good. Any other tips for preparing a house for the winter?
You want to turn off your hose bibs and also drain the line.
Okay.
You don't want them to freeze, and next thing you know, you have water in your house.
Sure.
I'm
guilty of that one. I don't turn mine off. I should. I'm going to get caught one day, Jim.
Yeah, and well, it's important also when you turn it off that you disconnect the hose, because a lot of times the hose has water in it.
Right.
And then that freezes. And, so you want to disconnect your hose, you want to turn it off, and you also want to drain it.
Okay.
And then, you want to check your insulation in the attic, make sure there's adequate coverage. And here's one that I run into a lot. You want to have good insulation on the hatch.
Okay.
A lot of times it's just a piece of lawn or a piece of drywall and there's no insulation on it.
Right.
If you have somebody come in to do infrared, you can see plain as day that there's a major temperature change there, and that, a lot of heat escapes.
Right.
Even though that has a piece of drywall on it, it doesn't have the 10 to 12 inches of insulation that you want up there.
Okay. All right, terrific. Anything we haven't discussed yet that you recommend for someone to get their house ready for winter?
If you're not comfortable doing this, you definitely want to get a handyman in and do these things. A lot of the stuff that's on this list is stuff that I run into in home inspections, and what I've learned as a home inspector is, people don't believe that there's exterior maintenance. That needs to be done, and there's an old saying, vinyl's final. A lot of the houses are vinyl siding, and vinyl's final, but you need them penetration sealed. You need your windows and doors, make sure that they're caulked and things along those lines, because I see a lot that's never been done. This is an opinion, but I come to the conclusion that a lot of people change that color of their interior and change floor coverings and carpets and things like that several times before they do any exterior maintenance. Generally, they'll do landscaping and flowers in the spring.
Okay.
But a lot of houses that I inspect, the exterior maintenance has been neglected.
Yeah, and I think a lot of damage to the house can be done in the wintertime too with the snow.
Absolutely. You get snow buildup. And then, like I said before, when it freezes and melts, it can really, cost you money down the road that you could have saved by doing the maintenance.
Yeah. And one last question I want to ask you, as far as, if we get snow, what can we put on, the sidewalks or brick, if we have brick on or sidewalks? What kind of snow melting material can we use safely for those?
I've always used either salt or calcium.
Okay.
I've heard good and bad about both of them, but I'm not really educated on that to speak much more on it.
Okay.
The one that I am aware of is that you have to be concerned if you have any pets, dogs, poles, and things like that.
Right.
But other than that, I'm not sure, from a maintenance aspect. If one's better for the either concrete or blacktop than the other or not, I'm not sure.
Okay. No problem.
One thing that I've run into from time to time is people do like their front porches and things, and they'll put like an electric floor heat in it and then tile over it, things, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely. So, Jim, if someone wanted to reach out to you to talk to you a little bit more about this or talk to you about getting a home inspection done, how can they reach out to you, Jim?
215-850.
Okay.
3819, or you can email me at jim at delvalhi.com, and that's delvalhi.com, and that's short for Delaware Valley Home Inspection.
All right, excellent. So, Jim, I know you're one of the best in the business, and I really appreciate you coming in on the show on this early Sunday morning to talk to us about, well, actually not early, but on the Sunday morning to talk to us about some tips for preparing our house for the winter. So thanks again, Jim, and have a great rest of your Sunday.
You too. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim. Hey, when we come back, we'll be talking with Jesse Schwager. He's with Atlantic Home Mortgage. Home loans, and he's going to talk to us about things not to do if we, once we apply for our loan, mortgage loan. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed the contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. I want to make sure I give you out the correct website there, our new website, realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, our call number, you can call or text us if you have any questions or comments with any of our guests, 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter again on our new handle, Twitter handle, Paul Rosso. So I'm going to bring on Jesse Schwager. Jesse is with Atlantic Home Loans, and Jesse's going to be talking to us about some things not to do after you apply for a mortgage. So make sure you don't mess up things as you're going to get a mortgage. So, Jesse, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you back on the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on there. So, you know, people spend the time to go out and buyers go out and find the house they want to buy, and they get an agreement of sale approved by the seller and time to get a mortgage. And, sometimes they do things during that process of getting a mortgage that disqualifies them from getting a mortgage. They've been pre-approved in advance. I've been there. I'm sure you've been there. So,
Of course.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for people to, things not to do after they apply for the mortgage?
I got six simple things that, when I say simple too, people get excited after they sign the agreement of sale, and no matter how many times you seem to tell somebody, sometimes one squeaks by and they seem to do it anyways. But here's six simple things to do, not to do after you apply for a mortgage, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing, you don't want to deposit cash into your bank, okay? You got a little bits of cash, little amounts. That's okay. You don't want to deposit, five thousand, even $2,000-$3,000. You got to be very careful with that. You want to consult your mortgage representative, whoever's doing it for you. If you plan on doing that, there is certain ways to go about it. With the gifts.
Okay.
So that would be number one. Number two, don't make any large purchases. I've seen time and time again, people get excited before and they go out to Raymour and Flanagan and they want to get some furniture.
Right.
Well, they put $5,000 on a credit card and all of a sudden they're now not approved for that house, but they do have the furniture. So you want to make sure that the debt to income ratio stays below where it needs to be. And so that would be the second thing I would like to comment on.
Yeah, new car is another thing that people sometimes, new house, new car,
New house, new car, yeah, people get excited.
Yes.
And I don't blame them,
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it too, as the real estate expert, and even in my field, no matter how many times you tell them, they do weird things.
Definitely.
All right. So number three, don't co-sign on other people's loans.
Okay.
Number four, you do not want to change bank accounts. We like to see consistency. Okay. And if you change a bank account in the middle of a transaction, we have no way to trace anything, and we'd rather not go through that.
Yeah. And what about changing jobs?
Changing jobs is in the middle of it, no.
Okay.
But it's all, and especially if you're going to change from W-2 employee to self-employed, that's a big no-no.
Right.
We try to hold off on that if you can.
And so let me just ask a question, Jesse. If
yes.
Someone does change a job, say like the year they want to buy a house, does that disqualify them from purchasing a property?
Most certainly not.
Okay.
Communication is key, I think. And if you disclose everything to, if you know you're going to be changing jobs, we're going to see it no matter what. And
sure.
I just want, communication is key. If you disclose it to your mortgage rep and the real estate representative, then we have no problem. And especially if you're going from W-2 to employee and you're switching from a nurse to, you're switching hospitals. Let's say you're an RN and
okay.
You switch from Temple Hospital to Penn.
Okay.
It's no problem at all. You just want to, communicate.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the key, just letting your lender, letting your realtor know that, these life changes are happening and, so that everything can be done properly to make sure that everything's documented properly. I think that's, a big part is being able to document all these changes.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as you tell everybody involved what's going on, everybody can work with that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sure.
The fifth thing I would think, okay, you don't want to apply for new credit. Okay. Applying for new credit, whether it's a credit card or anything in the middle of a transaction, it could lower your FICO, which when I say FICO, I mean your credit score.
Okay.
Okay. Which could take you out of the range that you need to be in to buy that house. And so you always want to watch applying for anything, you know, in the middle of a transaction.
Yeah, that's one of the things I see, like you mentioned earlier, you know, as far as purchasing new furniture, you know, but not even just furniture, just putting, you know, TVs or appliances, anything like that on credit could affect your scores, especially if you're tight.
Yeah, I always suggest, you know, the day after you get in that house and you're settled, after your settlement, you can go and do whatever you would like.
I know. That 6 days you're restrained, that's all, right?
Yes. It's tough, I know, but just a little bit of restraint.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's part of it is, you know, they're in the mood to spend money after they get the house, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
The last thing that I would comment on, and don't close any credit accounts. Some people think, you know, they're done with credit cards and they want to, I'm just going to close them out. Actually, when you close credit accounts, that could affect your credit history negatively. Okay?
How's that?
Okay. So a major component of the score is the length of the credit history, the debt, okay, and the total usage of your credit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Closing those accounts, okay, deletes all that, okay? With credit, you build it for so long, and to close the account off, it's going to drop your score right away.
Okay.
So you want to definitely keep that in mind. You want to keep as many, you know, you need credit to build credit.
Okay.
So,
yeah, definitely. All right.
So that would be my six major things that you don't want to do after you apply for a mortgage.
Okay. And can you give us one or two things they can do when they apply for the mortgage? Is there anything they can do?
You can
restrain from spending money, right?
Yes. And you can pick up your phone, and if you have anything that you're limbo on the edge about, can I do it or can I not? Just pick up your phone and make a phone call and ask before you do something. I think that's one of the major things.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, I'm kidding around with you, but yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is just ask before you spend any money, you make any life changes before you do anything, man. You really got to make sure. And, it's hard enough to get a loan in today's world. You don't want to do something that's going to mess things up,
exactly,
you know, for yourself.
Exactly.
Definitely. And so, just quick, one more thing. How are interest rates, holding up so far?
I was going to touch on that from last week as well.
Great.
I mean, interest rates are today, they're down a little bit from where we were last week as well. So interest rates look nice, but don't let that fool you because they are going to start rising. And it just, you know, with them being low right now, you know, get off the back burner and, you know, get out and get pre-approved by somebody. You know, I think now's the time.
Yeah, and you know, with the number of calls I'm getting, I think people are seeing, you know, or getting a gut feeling that the interest rates are going to rise this year, and I think they want to get out ahead of the game and try to take advantage of these great rates, especially if they're heading down again, because you know, it's just a matter of time now. And I with the Fed raising their rates, you know, I think people are getting this feeling like, you know, this may be the end of the real low ones. So
it's inevitable. They're going to go up.
Right.
They're going to go up at the time, you know, we just don't know when. But take advantage of the situation when you can now, while they're still low.
Yeah, definitely. Any more words of advice for anybody out there, Jess, before we let you go?
I mean, the only thing, words of advice is, you know, just I think I touched on it over and over again from last week and this week is, you know, I really, really encourage everybody to, you know, get a house when you get the pre-approval now and try and find a house. Right now is the time. You don't want to wait because you don't want to, you know, if you're qualified for a $250,000 house now, if the rates go up, you know, that $250,000 house that you love, Now you're pushed down to maybe 225, 230, and you just don't like those houses as much.
Sure, sure, definitely. Well, Jesse, I want to thank you so much for coming on again the show again. I really appreciate your input. Jesse, if someone wanted to reach out to you to talk to you about financing, getting a mortgage, getting pre-approved, how can they go about doing that?
Paul, they can reach me directly at 215-287-2373. Morning till night. Listen, Saturday, Sunday, it doesn't matter. I always answer my phone and, okay. You know, they can definitely get in touch with me.
Great. So I want you to repeat that one more time because I had a customer, I had a listener call me this week who, you know, for the staging woman who was a guest back in November, and he didn't get the number. So I want to make sure you repeat the number one more time for us all.
Perfect. It's 215-287-2373.
Great. Well, Jesse, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Okay. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Tom. Paul Rosso did a very professional job selling my home. His home selling program created 19 showings on my home the very first week on the market. And Paul generated three offers on my home. From the very beginning, I trusted Paul. I trusted the advice Paul gave me. And he did everything he said he would do. Paul followed through and kept me informed every step of the way. What sets Paul apart from other agents is his knowledge of the market, his honesty, and his commitment to customer service. I highly recommend that you choose Paul as your agent.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. Hey, our call number is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, I just want to touch a little bit about some of the reasons you may want to consider hiring a professional real estate agent. And one of the things you want, hiring a real estate agent really help you with is all the paperwork, all the disclosures. You know, the laws keep changing, the rules keep changing. We've talked a lot about over the last couple months the know before you owe disclosures that are now taking place, and you know a realtor can help you go through that. The seller's disclosure from a seller standpoint, also a buyer standpoint, you know, knowing all about the house. A real estate agent can help you with doing the contracts if you're buying the house, or reviewing the contract with you if you're selling a house. So, one of the values of hiring a real estate agent is the disclosures and, taking care of the disclosures and all the paperwork involved in the transaction. Another reason to hire a real estate professional is they're very well educated and experienced in the entire sales process. You know, there are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. I know when I met my wife, she thought real estate was just out there showing homes or putting homes on the market. And there's a lot more work behind the scenes that occur. And a good real estate agent, one of the reasons why you want to hire a professional is that they're going to be experienced in the whole sale process. They're going to be experienced in marketing your house, experienced in selling the house, experienced on, finding out information about the area also. And a professional real estate will also stay involved in the, getting educated, knowing, staying on top of what's new in the market and also what's new as far as the laws are concerned too. Another reason to hire a professional real estate agent is they act as a buffer in negotiations with all parties throughout the entire transaction. Sometimes the negotiations can get a little heated. It's good to have a third party in there on your behalf and a separation between the seller and the buyer also. So, and one of the things you might want to consider is hiring somebody like myself who is a certified negotiating expert, someone who knows a lot of negotiating techniques that can work to your advantage, either in the selling process or in the buying process. Another good reason for hiring a real estate professional is they help you understand today's real estate values when setting the price on a listing or an offer to purchase. So, one of the things you don't want to do when you put a house on the market is to overprice it. If you do, your house is going to just sit on the market. So you want a realtor that's going to be honest with you. You want a realtor that's going to share with you where the market value for your house actually is. And you may want to consider marking your house at that value. And then if you're purchasing a house, you want to make sure your real estate agent does the evaluation for the neighborhood and find out what prices or what homes are selling for in the neighborhood that you're buying at too. And last, a real estate agent, hiring a professional can simplify and effectively explain the entire real estate market to you and all the news that's out there and help you get through the whole process. Selling, buying a house can get very complicated, so you want to make sure you hire a professional that can help you through the process. So just some of the reasons why you may want to consider hiring a real estate professional. And if I can be of any help to you, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We're going to take a final break, and then we'll close out the show. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move up, dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house, tailor fit to suit your needs, doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. As a great benefit to you, when Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I just want to thank you again for tuning in as we wrap up the great show that we had today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guest today, Danielle Hale, the Director of Housing Statistics with the National Association of Realtors, Jim Carney Jr. with Del Valle Home Inspectors, and also Jesse Schroeger with Atlantic Home Loans. So stay tuned next week for another great show. We'll be right back here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And I want to thank you again for joining us. Our website, again, our new website, RealEstateTodayShow.com. So remember, our house is made with balls and beams. Our home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.